Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 22 with verses 34 through 40. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." What is the greatest commandment in your mind? Do you see loving the Lord as the same as loving your neighbor? Can you forgive to accomplish this feeling of love over remorse or hate over getting even? Why must we exact all situations when in the world, but when worshiping you react in love? Hasn't the Lord been telling us all along to seek Him first and all else will fall into place? Amen? Isn't worshiping, living in love constantly, is what the Lord has been asking us to do? Hasn't the Lord been telling us all along to seek Him first and all else will fall into place? Loving your neighbor does this, huh? What we want to live is what we want our neighbor to live as well, right? Why? We pray for our neighbors far and near, for they are family, friends, and foes alike. We must embrace this forgiveness to see salvation and know love firsthand. We must give our entire being to a surrender of our complete body, mind, and soul. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments. Our response to this grace allows us to know Him firsthand, living in communion with Him to understand and act out this love of goodwill and charity, to live and die in peace. I believe with all my heart and soul that this final moment of heaven on earth will be serene if we focus on living for God first in every situation, loving all as yourself. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Ellie. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for the intercession of our Holy Mother, for the sister of Jackie. Her name is Loreen. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma, prayers for a friend and his wife, for a baby to be born. Lord, we pray all of this in your precious blood. By your name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. Our practice today is in chapter 22 with verses 34 through 40. We have a two-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Lord, love, mind, heart, and soul, all is best. Sadducees silenced, heard the Pharisees. Together gathered law scholar, the teacher test. Greatest law of commandments, tell us please. Jesus replied, Lord, love, mind, heart, and soul, all is best. Commandment first, the greatest. The second, it like we must all confess. Love neighbor yours as yourself, the latest. Law, whole commandments too, these depend, prophets. Blessed. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Williams. It's June 3rd, 2023. We're recording this morning up with the angels at 4:37 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you again for joining us this morning on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we want to say happy birthday to our good friend John Thorpe. Turned 75 yesterday. Wow. What a milestone in the Lord. Continue to lift him up each day as we talk to him often in our mind, heart, and soul by placing God first. Amen. We close at 7:11 in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you. In the name of Jesus.